Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
And we're rolling in.
Mr. Hollywood's Movie Picks.
Action.
It would not be Friday afternoon without our friend Matt Damaris, Mr. Hollywood. Hello. Happy Friday, my friend.
Why, hello and happy Friday to you, Christy.
Let's launch the weekend. Where should we start with your movie reviews today?
Okay, by the way, I'm actually excited. I'm excited about the movies we're going to talk about today, and you'll see why. You'll see why as we go along.
I love how you actually have to put that in, like as if on a regular Friday you're dreading it or something.
Well, no, sometimes movies, I don't necessarily enjoy talking about them because maybe they're not the greatest. But I think I got some good news for movie fans. We'll start with one that I truly enjoyed. It's called Challengers.
Tashi Duncan, she's going to turn a whole family into millionaire. She'll have a fashion line, a foundation.
You were incredible today.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't even like tennis. It was an entirely different game.
Hey. Come hang out with us later.
Want me to come tuck you in?
No, we just keep talking.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
Not as often as you think.
We usually have different types.
So you're saying I should be flattered?
Aren't you everybody's type?
Come here.
Which one of us?
Zendaya is clearly the it girl right now in Hollywood. And how do I say this in a radio-friendly way? This looks a bit R-rated.
It does. And you're not wrong about Zendaya. She is everywhere. She was in Dune. She's got this one. Have you seen the trailers for this? Because this was delayed, actually, because of the writer's strike. It was supposed to come out
I have seen it.
Mm-hmm. So it's been on a lot of people's radars for a long time. To be honest, when I saw those trailers, because what we're dealing with here, Christy, is a love triangle between three very attractive tennis players. And I thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to connect with this movie too much. And guess what? I really, really enjoyed it. It's this kind of sweaty, pulsating, psychosexual sports drama. There's a lot of anxious energy throughout. It had me on the edge, and the way it's told, so it's not told in the linear fashion, you know, there's flashbacks. It's almost like a bit of a puzzle piece, but that's great because it keeps the momentum going. You want to know what happened when between these three people. And then there's the tennis match, right? The inevitable match between the two guys. And let me tell you, the way that our director films this, the stylization, you know, you feel like you're on the court. You can feel the sweat dripping from their foreheads. And this movie can get quite cheeky, sometimes literally. It's funny. It's great. I had a great time here. I'm going to say it's a crowd pleaser with 8.5 flaming thumbs out of 10.
All right, there's the review for Challengers and the trailer we just heard. Moving right along to Boy Kills World.
This was never a great city, but it was ours.
Are you with me?
Always.
Until Hilda Vanderkoy took it from us. This is how she keeps control. They call it the Calling.
They're all gonna watch and cheer as you die.
That's me. Facing televised execution by breakfast cereal mascots. Not my happiest day. But let me take you back to an even worse one. The day the Vanderkoys killed my family.
Tell us about this one.
Well, if you didn't get it from that audio clip, it's an action movie based on all the explosions in the background. And what's fun about this, listening to it, actually, you hear the voice of H. John Benjamin, if that sounds familiar. He's the voice of Archer in the adult animated series. Very funny guy. But he's the inner voice. You don't actually see him. He's the inner voice of Bill Skarsgård's character. He's mute in the movie, and you hear his inner voice throughout the whole thing, which is really kind of inventive and really kind of funny. So I like this one. As you heard, it's about, you know, another... he's out for revenge. It's all kind of John Wick, any action movie these days. They all kind of borrow from that. But this movie's also like The Hunger Games, Christy, meets Mortal Kombat. It's almost very video game come to life and very brutal. If you don't like violence and over-the-top violence with lots of blood spurts, then this is not for you. But for me, I quite enjoy that stuff. I don't know what that says about me, but I had a good time here. Like the performances, they're all very committed. I don't know if it's reinventing the wheel, but it's some stylistic fun. If you're an action fan, I would highly recommend it as well. 7.5 flaming thumbs out of 10.
All right. Doesn't sound that great to me. I'm wondering, was it intentional that they were trying to allude to boy meets world? Because when I heard boy kills world, I thought, you know, Corey, Topanga, yes. Mr. Feeny, the American coming of age sitcom. And this is nothing like that.
No, but wouldn't that be fun if we got a movie where, you know, Corey goes out for revenge? I would buy a ticket to that one. But that's not what this
Nothing not what this to do is. With it whatsoever.
No.
Next up, one that I'm pretty excited for. It's a sci-fi thriller called Humane.
I am in favor of this government doing whatever it takes to win this war.
It's not a war. Wars have opposing sides.
Humanity is the opposing side. We are engaged in nothing less than a life and death struggle against our own extinction.
What is going on?
We've decided to enlist.
What?
She's gone.
Sorry, I can't do it. I will always love you.
Not quite sure what's happening here, but it's clear that chaos has erupted.
Chaos ensues. It's a really, this one's all about the premise. So let me break it down for you because it's a really great and compelling premise to a movie. So it's kind of like a modern day situation where global ecological collapse has occurred. And basically the population is overrun. So these world leaders have to come up with extreme measures. So Christy, they've introduced a euthanasia program where you can register or opt in, and basically your family would get money for you leaving the earth, potentially saving it. So we're following a very rich family now, and decisions need to be made. I'm kind of tiptoeing around the plot because that's kind of half the fun to see what happens within this family. But get a load of this cast because they're the highlights. Jay Baruchel, Emily Hampshire, Peter Gallagher, and the list goes on. Really fun stuff. But here's the best part. The movie is directed by Caitlin Cronenberg. Yes, from that Cronenberg family. So she stepped in. This is her first feature debut. I don't want you to think David Cronenberg body horror. It is actually more, I want to call it a comedy. Like a
This is his daughter?
Comedy. This is his daughter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And his son. It's funny because his son makes some really great movies. So, and clearly it runs in the family because Caitlin did as well. So dark, dark comedy, as you mentioned, the thrills are there. At the end, it kind of turns into a bit of a slasher. A lot to like, a lot to chew on. I'm going to go 7 solid flaming thumbs out of 10.
That is grim, a voluntary euthanasia program and families of people enlisting to get hundreds or tens of thousands of dollars. That is dark, but I'm in. That's my kind of thing. I love watching the erratic future, the not so distant dystopian future.
Yeah. it's scary at times when you watch these movies. There was one a couple of weeks ago we talked about called Civil War. It was very similar. We were like, yeah, okay, let these movies be what I like to call cautionary tales, Christy. I don't want this happening in real life.
You and I are really into the sci-fi lately because we just watched Three Body Problem. You finished it, I finished it, and hopefully there's another season. There's one in the works, right? I think there is.
There is. They just announced. This is a big hit for Netflix. So if anyone hasn't jumped on the bandwagon, Three Body Problem, because we've been talking about it and recommending it, and I know people that have just started it, and they're thanking me for the recommendation. So there you go.
There was a stand-up special that I was just watching on Netflix. It was a female comedian. She was talking about her autism diagnosis. Autistic bikini queen, Fern Brady. She's Scottish, and it was quite funny. She was talking about her life. I really enjoyed that recently. Anything a little bit lighter to stream at home on Netflix or Crave?
Well, speaking of stand-up, it's not out yet, but I'm actually excited. Ellen DeGeneres is doing a stand-up special for Netflix. Keep your eye on that. She wants to end her career on a high note rather than the controversy that her show ended. But I will just throw out this one, Christy, not a stand-up special. It's a television series based on a comic book. I know what you're thinking. Don't think Avengers or Batman, that kind of stuff. They're called the Dead Boy Detectives. It's a lot more whimsical and charming, and it's about just that, these two teenagers that are no longer with us, but they're solving crimes. It's paranormal, it's part X-Files, and, you know, it's really interesting. It's funny stuff.
I've never, and I'm going to get heat for this on the text board, found Ellen DeGeneres to be that funny. I know that she was charming and so relatable, and she was kicked out of show business, and she's got a long history, so she's well-respected in the biz. But I've never been a big fan of the stand-up. I'll watch it anyway, because I saw a headline that she said, I became the most hated person in America.
Yeah.
So I'll tune in on that.
She was the be kind lady, right? And that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then the thing came out about her show being a not so kind place to work at. And she
allegations of a toxic workplace.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of, and we'll keep an eye when it comes out. I don't think there's a release date yet, but this is kind of her trying to put herself back in the good graces, if you will. But I think she's fine. Her stand-up, I think, is a little more edgy. At least it used to be. So I find that a little funny.
I love edgy. We'll end it there. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Matt Damer is Mr. Hollywood. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I always hope for better. Thought maybe together.
You're listening to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
I have 23. Welcome back to the show. It's Friday, so let's have some fun and let's play a little game, shall we? At risk of sounding like the guy from the Saw movies. What's his name? Jigsaw? Is that his name?
It's Jigsaw, yes.
Okay. Not that kind of game. Not a creepy game. But kind of. Actually, you know what?
It is
a bit of a creepy story.
Yeah.
And it ends up in the police getting involved. So it also becomes a criminal story. I'll play a clip here and you can listen to it and then you can tell me on the text board if anything about this seems off. Is there anything different or strange about it to you? Let's roll the tape.
How hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations?
Okay, there was something there that sounded a little bit off because we double fired the clip. Let's play it again for real.
How hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations?
That's what it sounds like. Anything about that seem off to you? You're hearing the voice of a high school principal. This is a principal down in Baltimore at Pikesville High School. His name is Eric Wiswert. But guess what? That's not actually his voice. He never said any of that. There was some pretty racist commentary, some problematic commentary that was released to the public, sent to other staff members, but it wasn't him. It sounded like him. Artificial intelligence was used to imitate him and to frame him for these harmful remarks. It was never him. It was another former staff member. And I say former because he's been charged and he's been fired. Here's Chief Robert McCullough with the Baltimore County Police Service, who says this is a case of an alleged framing. And the framing was done in a bid to retaliate. It was actually a former staff member, the former athletic director, Dazon Darian, who created this commentary and made it sound like the high school principal.
Through their investigation, detectives allege Mr. Darian made the recording to retaliate against the principal who had launched an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds.
It was never actually him, but clearly the phys ed teacher had a problem with the principal because he went after him. And Dazon Darian, a physical education teacher and the athletic director, created a fake audio recording. We're not going to play the fake audio recording because I'm not going to re-air those comments, Danny.
No, those are dangerous comments.
But it was very problematic, and it falsely painted the principal as anti-Semitic, as racist, and it got him in trouble. It sounded like he was spewing hateful comments. According to the authorities, it wasn't him. It was the athletic director who's been accused of falsifying the voice of the principal. They said, we now have conclusive evidence that it wasn't him. So the other guy, the athletic director, was charged with disrupting school activities and other counts. As you can imagine, this created quite the stir at the school. Take a listen here to Ben Coleman, who's the CEO of Reality Defender, telling NBC News that there were actually some pretty big tips, little giveaways in the audio that I played you, that the creator should have done a better job, but he wasn't all that diligent.
Some of the telltale things that we saw were the fact there's a bit of a monotone. There's not so much changing in pitch toward the end of sentences. I think what's interesting about this clip is that the person doing it may have been a bit rushed. If this person did a little bit better job, it would have been impossible for anyone's naked ears to tell the difference.
And then, as if this can't get dramatic enough, the athletic director, the one who's accused in this, was trying to get away. He was scheduled to fly to Houston when security questioned whether or not he had properly packed his gun for travel. They ran his name through the police records, and what do you know it? There's an arrest warrant that was calling for his arrest, and they got him. And they charged him with theft, retaliation against a witness, and stalking. Apparently, guess what, Danny? Can you guess why he did this?
I mean, I'm thinking revenge plot?
Yep, but why?
Oh, I don't know. That I don't know.
The athletic director and the principal had apparently had some work performance challenges. Oh. And the athletic director didn't have his contract renewed the next semester.
So
he allegedly, I have to say that for legal reasons, cooked up this AI scheme and framed the principal for hateful racist comments.
So if this were to be true, I thought they were supposed to be the teachers, not the high school students. Sounds like high school
They're
stuff.
Supposed to be the adults in the room.
Yeah.
Wild. And damaging. Really deeply damaging. Thankfully, we have enough people that are experts and have the expertise on this file to figure out that this was falsified. But imagine your entire career just ripped apart, mm-hmm. your reputation tarnished over artificial intelligence, over something that you never even said. Thankfully, they caught the guy, and that's the end of the story. But keep that in mind the next time you see something online, a video floating around, audio floating around. I think it's pretty clear a lot of the time with the videos that the politician, or in this case, the principal, mm-hmm. didn't actually say what they're being framed, because you can look around the mouth and sometimes the mouth is speaking out of sync with the words that are coming out with the sound, or it kind of looks like it's a puppet or something. There's something unnatural about the lip movements.
Yeah, maybe some pixelated situation or something. It's odd movement in the mouth.
It's jarring and uncomfortable to watch.
Yes.
We're coming up to your 5:30 news, another check-in on Time Saver traffic and weather. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Earlier this month, the mayor of Ottawa was defending a trip to the United Kingdom that would see Ottawa Tourism paying his airfare for a mission to promote Ottawa abroad. He happens to be competing in the London Marathon. And now I understand today there have been some more social media posts about the tourism mission, but everything's a little bit vague. The kids call this vague posting on social media. Ted Raymond joins me in studio, CTV News Ottawa, digital multi-skilled journalist. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Chrissy.
Wonderful to have you up here. What did he post?
All right, well, so he posted about several things. He posted about a major international event that's coming, and then an international health and medical conference. Both of these events coming to Ottawa in a few years. He talked to Tish and Nick, and he talked to someone else. Who was it? Caroline. He talked to Caroline.
Sweet Caroline?
I don't know if
Couldn't
she's sweet
help
Caroline,
it, I'm sorry.
But no. But yeah, and then he also.
That was bad. I take it back.
And then he also spoke to. He got positive feedback from the leader of an international organization who organized an IT security event featuring participants from dozens of countries in 2015.
I love the tone that you're reading these tweets in.
Well, I'm just reading the tweets.
I know. It's just, are funnier, I think, when you read them out loud. Maybe he's trying to keep all of this confidential because he can't come out with it publicly. They're big wins for the city and our economy, but he can't divulge the details just yet.
Actually, that's inaccurate because I have all of the information on ctvnewsottawa.ca.
So there you go.
I asked the mayor's office and I asked Ottawa Tourism and Invest Ottawa about this. So Tish and Nick, who are bringing their major international event to Ottawa in the next few years. These are Tish Collins and Nick Newland. They're the executive director and advocacy director, respectively, of Associated Country Women of the World. This is an organization that was founded almost 100 years ago, brings in women from rural parts of the world in 82 different countries. And it's about, you know, the challenges that women in rural parts of the world face in terms of isolation, discrimination, lack of standing in politics. And they're bringing their triennial global conference to Ottawa in 2026. So that's one
of the
posts.
That's Tish and Nick.
Caroline is Caroline McKenzie, Executive Director of Hip Preservation Society. Now, this is focused on hip surgery, hip doctors, and all this kind of stuff. And so Ottawa Tourism says that this organization is bringing its flagship event, the annual scientific meeting, to Ottawa in October of 2027. So this will bring hip surgeons, hip preservationists, sports physicians, rehab professionals, all to Ottawa to share the latest knowledge and experience in the field of hip preservation surgery and rehabilitation. Both of these big wins for the economy, but both of these also had been previously announced. This isn't new from this trip.
So this is like when the government comes out and they trot out a bunch of people to a news conference and they put them in front of microphones and then they re-announce money that's already been announced.
Yes.
For a punchier headline.
And so now I did talk to Mayor Sutcliffe on the phone yesterday about some of these posts just to get some of this information. And he said, you know, there are other deals in the works that he couldn't talk about. So you were right. There are things that he can't talk about because they're still working on it. They're still kind of hashing out the details, so he can't go public with it. He was just saying, you know what, I'm going public with this stuff because, you know, it's not just for people in Ottawa to see. It's for people in the UK as well to see, hey, look at all these other great events that Ottawa has and Ottawa gets. Maybe you could take another look at Ottawa for your event or your business or your symposium, that sort of thing. So that's what he says he was trying to do.
I love the article on the website, and this is why we invite Ted Raymond upstairs, because the headline actually reads, here's what some of the mayor's social media posts were talking about. You really did decode this to find out exactly what the wins were. As you point out, though, some of these things already had been determined. This is my opinion, no, not yours. It seems like he's just trying to justify the trip because of the negative press around this. I'm sure that he's doing work. I don't doubt that. I'm sure that there are other things that he's locked in and discussions that we're not hearing about, as I alluded to. But it just seems like because this has been in the public realm and people are questioning why he's there with Ottawa Tourism, that he felt the need to put out these tweets to say, look here, this is what I was doing.
And I'm sure that's probably part of it. I mean, obviously, the negative press around this because, you know, the reactions that a lot of citizens have because he was also running in the marathon. There are questions about the timing about this trip. And so, you know, I think the mayor's office is sensitive to that. And there's probably an element of putting this kind of stuff out there. But I will say that, I mean, he was also doing mayoral work while he was away. On Monday, he was at the Ottawa Police Services board meeting. Now, he was connecting virtually. It was a virtual meeting. Everybody was Zooming in. But he was Zooming in from London, so it went till like almost midnight his time. And I was watching that meeting. I was covering that meeting. I saw him there. So, you know, he is also still doing mayoral work while he's away. And I will point out that other mayors have gone on these trips before. Mayor Jim Watson went to India and to the Netherlands on Ottawa Tourism trips in the past. I mean, he didn't run a marathon in any of those two countries, but he did go on international trade junkets.
So other politicians, as you point out, get offered these trips. I found it interesting to see that Riley Brockington, who represents River Ward, was not responding to anybody that I could see on Twitter, but just put out of his own volition that he had been offered a trip kind of similar to this, or an opportunity to go somewhere abroad that he declined a few years ago.
Yes, yes, yes. So it is a thing that comes up every once in a while. Now, Ottawa Tourism, from what I understand, like they've said that they're covering the mayor's trip. The mayor has said that the expenses related to the marathon he's paying out of his own pocket. You know, and so we could dither about the definition of taxpayer funded if we want, in the sense that, you know, Ottawa Tourism does get some funding from the city and from other levels of government. And, you know, the mayor's salary is technically paid by tax dollars. So is it, quote unquote, you know, not affecting the taxpayer, yes or no, we can have that discussion. But I think, you know, any additional cost to the taxpayer, we can probably say there isn't.
I love the term dithering that you use. Talk radio is a lot of dithering. We love to dither. We love to take a big bite out of these big topics and then throw them around and digest them. I mean, that's talk radio. It's fodder for talk radio.
I always like coming up here and using a word that you like. You know, every once in a while, like the last time I said trundle, and you really like trundle.
Well, people, this is apparently something that I'm known for on the text board. People get after me about this all the time, the words that I tend to throw out casually. And they'll say, oh my goodness, really? Like gesticulate. People give me a hard time for that one. It's one of the words that I get a hard time for.
It's hard to see your gesticulations on the radio.
It's true. I do gesticulate a lot. What else is on the bingo card for Christy Cameron? I'm sure the listeners will throw it in on the text board, but I often get these messages about certain words that I use.
Champing the bit?
Champing the bit, not chomping the
Correct.
Bit.
You're right.
I am. I know. But they like to, well, I can't say that on the radio. They like to make fun of me sometimes for some of my Britishisms. And also for saying champing at the bit.
What's the code? The reins?
The rain slicker.
Slicker, yes.
Oh, okay.
Nobody had ever heard of that. Matt Scooby had never heard of jumped the shark, which I can assure you is a real term.
Yes, it absolutely is.
And I think
is.
A lot of people know it.
Yes, it absolutely is. I know what it means. I will say, speaking of Britishisms, I was considering putting in the newsletter that we send out, if you're not signed up to the ctvnewsottawa.ca newsletters, you can find a link to do that on our website, ctvnewsottawa.ca. You can get newsletters every night with all the latest information. So we had a story about a roundabout yesterday that they're building in Orleans.
I saw that one.
And I wanted to label it Roundabout Row, but not a lot of people use row in Canada.
I use it. I use it. Again, it's a Britishism.
Yes.
Fair enough. That's a great story, by the way. I think people in Ottawa don't understand how to use the roundabout, and that's where the problems are coming from.
That's part of it. Roundabouts are... You know, we're not as used to them here.
We don't have that many.
We have some.
I'm trying to think of the last roundabout that I drove through in Ottawa. Must have been in the East End.
I have to go through one in the West End to get to my doctor's office. So.
And do you notice people driving responsibly? Do they seem to know what to do?
I'm only on it for a few seconds, but I haven't had any trouble to date.
Text into the show. Let me know. I really don't know how people behave with the roundabouts. We have something in my neighborhood that's more of a traffic calming measure, but it resembles a roundabout. One time somebody didn't go roundabout it. They went through it and into a traffic sign.
Oh.
Because that's why the traffic calming measure is there. People speed through that intersection. And now that person just got in an accident. Everybody was okay.
Yes, that's
good. Ted Raymond, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
You can go check out Ted's work and all of the other stories on ottawa.ctvnews.ca.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love. The love. I'll wait for your love.
On the go? Take News Talk 580 CFRA Ottawa with you. Download, listen, and learn through the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Ottawa Now with Christy Cameron.
I cannot complain because I don't have a cottage book this weekend, but on behalf of everybody that was looking forward to some sunshine and some glorious weather on the weekend, I will say I am thoroughly disappointed that it's raining again.
I was really convinced that you were going to the cottage because when I saw the weather, I was like, she must be going to a cottage.
No. Next weekend, I'm traveling to Oakville.
No, you're not.
It's my mom's 70th birthday. Oh, yes, I am.
That's right.
I have my ticket booked and I'm going, so I'm fingers crossed that it's going to be a nicer weather weekend for that occasion.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, Mama.
Not yet. She has to wait.
Oh, okay.
It's not
okay.
May.
Well, I'm not going to be there, so.
Don't give her flowers yet.
Okay. What am I supposed to say happy birthday if she's in Oakville?
The day of. You got to wait.
Okay.
Till the day of. Yeah. Any big plans this weekend? Anything exciting? Not much because of the rain. No. Maybe it'll be brief tomorrow.
I mean, I'm treating myself to a steak tonight.
That's, heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's Friday.
That's my big highlight of the weekend.
I'm actually really excited. I've been counting down the days until this little ice cream shop in my neighborhood reopens. They close for the season in the winter and then they reopen in the summer. And it's actually inside a mechanics.
That's
it's inside
fun.
A repair place. And so the kids run it usually, and there's a bunch of teenagers that are there in the summer. And they open it up soon. And I'm really excited. This is how desperate I am to get one of their ice creams. I've been checking their Instagram page.
I hear you.
This is where we're at right now.
Yeah.
I'm lusting for summer. I'm waiting. I can feel it in my bones.
I know. I looked at bathing suits the other day. Nothing caught my eye yet.
Everyone's favorite activity, right?
Oh, I know. Ugh. God, I hate shopping.
What's
for those.
Worse than shopping for a bathing suit? Don't answer that.
I was like, well, where do I begin, Christy?
Pay me off, Johnny.
We have to roll out of here. That is Danny, my producer. Thank you so much. Thank you to Steve Bunda, who is on the board today, and Marianne McClarty, who's been training on the show this week. Stay safe, have fun, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.